Well, on KBRB, as we do a couple of times during the legislative session, we check in with our 43rd District State Senator Tanya Storr. Tanya, appreciate the time. Let's catch up on what's happening in Lincoln.
Yeah, I'm happy to be able to spend some time visiting this morning.
Well, I wanted to start with one issue that really could have an impact out here, and I know you've been very vocal in opposition to a bill that's been introduced regarding the state's brand inspection and a bill that would make that potentially voluntary as opposed to something required in our area.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I've been asked oftentimes, somebody say, what's happening with your brand bill? I said, it's not my bill. I've not introduced any bills. I'm trying to prevent some bad bills from passing. So, I'll give you a little recap, I guess, to put context into what's going on this year. But so last year, Senator Ibaugh from Sumner introduced LB 646, and that was sort of the focus of conversation. And what that bill in its original form was asking was, in essence, to exempt all feedlots from any sort of mandatory inspection. The problem and the pushback on that, certainly that I voiced, was that a complete elimination would have broken that chain of title, the real value of inspection in terms of proof of ownership. So, you know, the mandatory inspections here in the brand inspection area occur primarily when there's a transfer of ownership or when cattle leave the brand inspection area. So there's a few nuances, and we can get into that later, that we're maybe trying to fix in regards to that. But that's the general explanation. So exempting one whole segment of the industry would have created a problem and really a break in that chain of title. So the bill from last year ended up getting amended on select file, and the amendment kind of stripped all the language that was originally in the bill and replaced it with some simple fee changes, kind of restructuring the fees. That amendment passed, and the bill went to final reading, but Senator Ibaugh asked the speaker not to bring it back for final reading because apparently there was a decision that she didn't like that. But it's still sitting there because we're in a biennium. So 646 is not dead. It's still sitting on final reading. This year, Senator Hansen introduced a bill, 1258, which is very different. The short version of it is it would eliminate the brand committee completely. It would do away with mandatory inspections. There would no longer be a brand inspection area. And it would put the brand registration under the Department of Agriculture and allow for cattlemen or financial institutions or law enforcement to request on a voluntary basis, request an inspection if they needed or wanted one. And then Department of Ag would be responsible for that. The main problem with that, quite honestly, is my viewpoint of the brand inspection, the mandatory brand inspection, is two things. One, it provides for a meaningful mechanism to prove ownership. That becomes valuable in a variety of ways, right? Whether we're talking about estates, divorce cases, bank lending, or simply, you know, when you go to sell and prove that they're yours to sell, right? The second part, the second real value in the mandatory inspection is prevention of fraud and theft. It is the equivalent of law enforcement. And in fact, our inspectors are deputized and they are officers of the law. And so doing away, making this all voluntary, just got both of those things. It takes all the teeth out of it. It's a joke as far as I'm concerned. The only meaningful thing that it leaves is the ability to register a brand and have a state-registered brand. So that's what Senator Hansen's bill would do. There's a third bill that will be heard tomorrow by Senator DeKay. That's 1187. That bill was brought to him by the brand committee just asking for an increase in the caps of what they could. It doesn't mandate, but giving them a little more flexibility to increase fees to reflect the increased costs that they're incurring. You know, a lot of that is just insurance, quite honestly, and we can all attest to those increases. And in addition to that, when the Tyson plant closed down in Lexington, that certainly disrupted the revenues that the brand committee has budgeted around. And so Dekay's bill, I would say, is a good bill. Hansen's bill, no, is not a good bill for the livestock industry. And then we're keeping an eye on what Senator Ibaugh may choose to do with her bill that's sitting on final reading.
Well, so relevant out here, obviously, with the amount of cattle that are produced and raised in your district, especially, you know, where we have part of the state in the brand inspection area and part of it out. Do you feel like that leads to some of the confusion from some of the folks, you know, maybe from the urban areas? Is they're like, why is part of the state in this? Why is part of the state not? And what kind of are the main questions? I'm sure some of those urban senators come to you as a rural senator in the 43rd district where this is so meaningful. What are the main questions you hear from them?
Yeah, I would say that line where the line goes through the state for mandatory inspection, which, by the way, what a lot of people don't understand is the brand committee and the inspectors and investigators with the brand committee have authority statewide. The line is defining who has to have a mandatory inspection, where anytime those cattle change ownership or leave that brand inspection area, that they have to be inspected. That's really the main difference between, you know, everything west of the brand inspection line and everything east of the brand inspection line. But the brand committee has authority across the state. And so there's folks in the eastern part of our state that are benefiting, quite frankly, from those laws and from the brand committee and that proof of ownership. They're not paying for it.
Right.
And so there's a little bit of that argument. But yes, you've correctly identified probably the crux of this push to make these reforms is, you know, a lot of our feeders out here in the brand inspection area are frustrated that they have to comply with the cost, the mandatory inspection cost that their peers on the east side of the line do not. You know, I certainly understand that. I'm not deaf to that frustration. But at the end of the day, these are folks that built their businesses. When the brand inspection line was put into place, there wasn't a lot of large feeders out here in the brand inspection area. We were primarily cow-calf, and we just didn't have the size of operations anywhere, quite frankly, that we have now. And, you know, I get a little frustrated because these businesses chose very consciously to build feedlots and grow their businesses where they did, well aware of that regulation that existed for the cost of inspection. That was part of their business plan. And the value in having a feedlot in western Nebraska is the value outweighs that cost, or they wouldn't have built here, right? Climate is more favorable to cattle, putting on weight, you know, corn basis can be more favorable, access to water. There's many factors that provide an opportunity, a better opportunity, more favorable economic opportunity to build, for them to have built here, that outweigh the cost of that inspection. So I'm sympathetic. I hear the frustration. I also come back with that argument. Hey, you knew that when you built feedlot, right? So the whole idea of starting to make Swiss cheese out of who's in, who's out within an area, this is the best way I've heard the brand inspection area explained, and I think that most people can wrap their head around this. It's kind of like going to the airport. And when you go to the airport, you got to go through security, right? And once you went through security, you can go anywhere you want to in the airport. If you leave the airport, you're going to have to go back through security, right? So that's the best way to sort of wrap your head around the brand inspection area. Now, there are some things within our current regulations that need fixed, I would say, because there's some instances where cattle are being inspected twice when there is no change of ownership and they don't leave the brand inspection area. You know, there's consensus amongst most anyone I've talked to in the cattle business that says, yeah, that doesn't make sense. We probably need to fix that, right? But creating these carve-outs within an area just becomes really problematic for two main intents, which is keeping that chain of title intact and preventing fraud and theft. And, you know, it's not the good business people were worried about, right? No different than your law enforcement. It's not the honest people that we have law enforcement for. It's the dishonest people. It's the bad actors. It's it's people that want to come in and take advantage. And
well, one other thing I just wanted to have you mention before we change topics is, has there ever been a push or any consideration to making the entire state a mandatory brand inspection area? You know, you talk about the competition factor, the increased cost being on one side of the line or the other. Is there a potential to go the other way on that and make the entire state part of the mandatory brand inspection, or would that get met, I'm sure, with quite a bit of opposition from those who are outside the current mandatory area?
Yeah, I think for most people out here that are in the brand inspection area, they wouldn't hesitate to say, yeah, let's talk about that. For those folks who have never been in a mandatory brand inspection area, there's certainly a lot of pushback. Politically, the challenge is that's also where the majority of the votes in the legislature are, just because that's where the population is, right? The portion of the state that is not currently in the brand inspection area is most densely populated and has the most representatives down there in the Capitol. And so that's sort of the political challenge to making that change. I hear the frustrations. I can't for the life of me wrap my head around the idea that the answer to something that maybe isn't perfect or we would like to modify is to just get rid of it. You know, that does not in any way seem to be the answer. And that's what's really being proposed here.